Cast your burden on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, fail. That's Psalm 55, verse 22, and isn't that a powerful, powerful verse? I'll read it again. Cast your burden on the Lord, release it, and he will sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, fail. Take that to heart this week. In fact, like I say in my weekly devotional for Praying Pals, which is entitled Take God's Word for It, well, I mean it. We need to take God's word for it. This week, we're going to talk about our identification in Christ. Our identity in Christ, but for short, I'll say spiritual ID. If you could see your spiritual ID, what would it say? This is just a kind of a way to make us think a little differently. When a person repents, believes, and receives Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that person's spiritual ID goes from something, this is all just my illustration, I must add, but it goes from something like lost sinner, rebel, who rejects God and so is heading to hell, to suddenly being transformed into saying, saved winner, accepted child of the King, citizen of heaven. I just wanted to illustrate it differently. It's my illustration here. I just felt like we need to get recentered. We need to get recentered on with whom we identify and our identity in Christ. He is our righteousness. He comes into our hearts when we receive him as Savior and Lord, and we can just rest assured in him and not take other people's unkind words so deeply. We can realize that when people treat us unkindly and there's no justification for it, that they are doing that to Jesus who lives inside of us. They are rejecting him in us. When we are walking in the truth, walking in love, walking in the Spirit, and yet people don't want to encounter Christ and they interact with us, they're going to lash out, and it may be a shock, but remember that when you're walking according to the ways Jesus would have us walk, you're going to run into people who just plain don't like it because they've rejected him. So as hard as this is, I just want you to remember not to take it personally when someone who's rejecting Jesus and does something to you because they're rejecting Jesus, that it is not something personal. Let's remember Philippians 3:20-21. Quote, "But we are different because our citizenship is in heaven, and from there we eagerly await the coming of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by exerting that power which enables him even to subject everything to himself, will not only transform, but completely refashion our earthly bodies so that they will be like his glorious resurrected body." That makes me just want to say, praise the Lord. I just get excited when you think about it. The fact that our citizenship is in heaven and we eagerly await the coming of the Savior. Jesus is coming back. Let's remember our identity in him. If you don't mind, I think I'll just pray right now, and then we'll finish off with some more scripture. So let's break pattern and just pray on the spot right now. Heavenly Father, I am just in awe of you, and I thank you for being you, and that you never change, and you never have a shadow. You're always good. And we don't have to be afraid that you're going to suddenly change on us. And that when people do unkind things to us because of how we are serving you, we can trust in you even more and appreciate you more, that you're not like that. So, Lord Jesus, I just pray with my hurting brothers and sisters in Christ that you would heal their hearts, that you would draw them closer to you right now. And I pray also for those who have realized that they've been the ones rejecting you. And I pray with them right now. We are welcoming you, Jesus, to rule our lives, to fill our hearts, to cleanse us from our sins. We repent of our sins and we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus is Lord. Thank you that we depend on you for salvation. And Lord, I also pray for all prayer requests submitted to Praying Pals. I pray that you would just grant your best for each request. And Lord, help us to remember our identity in you. Help us to remember that we're co-heirs with you, Christ. And that is something that we don't deserve at all. And yet you give that to us, and we can have a tendency to even forget that, and we are sorry for that. Help us, Lord, to remember what we have in you, the fact that you are who you are. We love you, Lord. We worship you. We cast our burdens upon you, and thank you for sustaining us. And we look forward to when you return, Lord Jesus. We really look forward to that. And we thank you for, again, being you. In Jesus' name, amen. So, as a way to conclude our time together, I want to share a heartfelt reminder. Don't form your identity based upon any human being's opinion of you. Realize your identity in Christ, fellow believers. He loves you. Oh, how he loves you and me. Let's stop looking around us and instead rest in the one who found us. And it's a fact that if you don't know Jesus yet, it's time. Now is the time of salvation. Stop sin and start fresh with the Son. He himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." That's pretty clear. Let's remember that Jesus Christ is Savior and Lord, and we can trust him and remember our identity in him, which is truly, infinitely miraculous. God bless you, my friends. And the prayer tip of the week is something kind of unique, and that is to wear a piece of jewelry. For instance, a necklace with a cross or a cross lapel pin to remind yourself that you are his, my fellow believers. Remember that your ID is in Christ for eternity. We're heirs with Christ. Think about and praise God for that this week in your prayer time. I urge you to do that. I want to remember to do that too. It is something we all need to remember. And if you have prayer requests and need extra prayer, feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Let's all remember to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.